10. The Massacre. The following morning, everyone was ready to abandon Fort Henry. There had been very little time to prepare for this journey. Soldiers, women, and children, with their horses, wagons, and few belongings, formed a long line at the gate. There was sadness in the faces of the soldiers and the women. The children were frightened and confused. Major Hayward led the group out of the fort. No one could imagine what was going to happen. The defeated group had just started its long journey home when a loud Indian war cry was heard. Magua was leading the Huron warriors, who savagely started attacking everyone. The French forces saw what was happening, but they did not try to stop the attack. Cries of horror filled the air. One Huron grabbed a baby from its mother's arms and threw it against a rock. The baby screamed with pain and died. Then the Huron raised his tomahawk and split the mother's head. This horrible scene was repeated many times. Men, women, and children were brutally killed and scalped. Then the Hurons drank their blood. Warriors galloped wildly in circles, killing, scalping, and taking the few belongings that were in the wagons. There was mercy for no one. It was a massacre. Years later, historians called this scene of blood and violence the Massacre of Fort Henry. Over 1,000 innocent people were massacred here. Cora, Alice, and David Gamut were taken prisoner by Magua, who led them north into French territory. 3 days after the terrible massacre, General Monroe, Major Hayward, Hawkeye, and the two Mohicans returned to the battleground. It was a shocking scene. Hundreds of scalped bodies of men, women, and children lay everywhere. The five men searched the dead bodies. They could not find their friends. But they found a piece of Cora's green scarf and David Gamut's pipe. Uncas discovered Magua's footprints next to those of the girls and David Gamut. General Monroe examined the smaller footprints carefully and agreed that they belonged to his daughters.
Let us follow these footprints, and we will find the prisoners. This trail leads north. We must go north,
said Major Hayward. They traveled up Lake Horican by canoe. The lake had many small islands, and they traveled close to them for cover. As they passed an island on Lake Horican, they were seen by the Hurons. The Hurons jumped into their war canoes and began following them. Suddenly, another Huron war canoe appeared in front of them. Hawkeye told Uncas to change direction. Another small island separated them from the Hurons. The Mohicans paddled as fast as they could, and soon they were ahead of the third Huron canoe. The Hurons shot at them with rifles and arrows, but missed them. Hawkeye shot back at the Hurons with his long rifle and killed one of them. At this point, the Hurons stopped their canoes and returned to their camp. The Mohicans and the other men continued their trip up the lake to the northern end. Then, to trick the enemy, they paddled to the east. After a while, they lifted the canoe out of the water and carried it on their shoulders. They left their footprints everywhere to confuse the enemy. At a certain point, they stopped and walked backwards in their footprints. Then they put the canoe back on the lake. At night, they moved to the western shore of the lake and hid the canoe in the bushes near the shore. They then continued traveling north into the forest. They were now in enemy territory, and their lives were in great danger. Each man was careful not to leave footprints that the enemy could follow. After a few miles, Uncas discovered Magua's footprints again. They were moving in the right direction.